And we are live. It's, what, 11:37 on the 12th of June. I got it right, did I?
Yes, this time it's right.
My goodness. been one of those mornings, and we are meeting for lunch with Janita and Frank. Yes. Janita is on the top right-hand corner of my screen, looking bright and cheery. What was the temperature this morning, Janita?
We actually have a very nice day, just a little bit windy, but at the moment it's 14 degrees.
My goodness.
Yes, the sun is out, the birds are chirping, there's no clouds in the sky. Very, very nice day.
Just like one of our summer days, then, yeah. okay, I do want to... No, that's not right. It's not 12 degrees here. No, it can't be. Way too early for that. Okay, Janita, movement. Talk to us.
Yes. So welcome, everyone. Today we are going to talk about movement and what we like to do. Rosie actually chose the topics. So even though she's a little bit late.
very suspicious, isn't it?
Very suspicious. She's always a little bit late, but that's understandable because it's only, 6:30 in the morning?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So the movement today, it's about any movement, not just exercise. It can be cleaning the house, sweeping the floor, doing the dishes, walking the dogs down the street. Clea, I saw some of your videos where you walked uphill with your friends. That's also movement. So any type of movement that you do and that you like and you enjoy. So I'm going to start sharing my screen, and then I have some very bright colors.
Blinded by the lights.
Green.
Movement. Okay. Oh my God, that sounds real. Oh, that looks so energetic there on the left. These running.
I hope
people.
That everyone has a lot of energy after today.
Okay.
I see Rosie joined us.
Has she? Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Good, excellent.
But she's still busy setting herself up there.
Yeah, okie dokie. All right. While we're waiting for Rosie, I would like to lodge a formal protest.
Protest about what?
The lack of pink.
There's a little bit of pink here and there, and I think the other slides, there's also pink.
No. You do not wear, you're not wearing the pink.
It's like a dirty pink.
Not a good description, a dirty pink on clothes.
In Afrikaans, we call it vuil pink.
Vuil pink.
So, yeah, so vuil means dirty. I don't know why, I don't know who came up with it, but... It is pink, a shade of pink.
A shade of pink, okay. Are you going to come with something? Are you going to come something in bright pink tomorrow morning when we do our potato peeling?
I do have something bright pink.
Okay. All right.
My shirt underneath is also pink.
Well, yeah, well, that's very good. It's very kind of you to share that.
I can show you.
very kind of you. Very kind of you. Right, Rosie is still renovating her house.
her screen's on, she's not there.
She's moving. She's taking this to a whole new level.
She's taking it seriously today.
And of course, this begs the question, do I edit this segment out of the podcast or do I keep it in? What do you think, Fruit Loop? Should I, since this is only an audio version that we're releasing, should I keep it in when Rosie's doing her jive and we do the final cough? Good morning, Rosie. Oh, my goodness. Where were you last night that we get to see a huge yawn?
Good morning.
Good. Oh.
I'm almost frozen. Today's, for me, it's really, really, really cold. 10 degrees.
It's warmer in South Africa.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's quite early for you, isn't it, Rosalie?
Sorry, I didn't listen to you.
It's quite early for you. What's your time?
Now it's 6:40. 6 o'clock and 40 minutes a.m. It's really, really not really, really early, but early. And yesterday, I don't know, but when I got at my home, I was wearing three blouses, warm jacket, and today is the same. And I think today it's hotter than yesterday, because yesterday morning when I woke up 6 o'clock a.m. it was cold, but not like today.
All right. Well, we're going to keep you, we're going to warm you up. I think Janita has some energizing questions. Janita, let's rock and roll.
Let's do
Thank you.
this. So, Rosie, now that you are with us, thank you so much for choosing the topic.
Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay. That's okay. So thank you very much for choosing this topic. At first, Frank and I thought this was going to be a difficult one, but after thinking about some questions, it's actually a lot of fun. So first, I want you to describe the way that you move, your favorite way that you move, whether it's quickly, slowly, joyfully. How does it make you feel? This can include anything, like I mentioned earlier, yoga, cycling, dancing in the kitchen, walking with your friends, sweeping the floor, doing the dishes, any way that you like to move. And I think I'm going to start with Clea.
So, this morning I run, but I'm very, very bad at running compared to my mother. So,
Me too.
I do not understand how you can endure like last in your run. So I just run like I think I do 5 minutes and then I stop 2 minutes and then I walk fast and I run again. And like in total, I think I run like 10 minutes, but I always have cramps and stuff like that, and I do not understand. Like if I'm trying to breathe in, breathe out, but it is still here. So it's not very pleasant. So I do yoga, and yoga is very good for the mind and the body. And I think in the moment it is you don't have the feeling that you're doing sport, but in my case, the next day I feel like my legs, for example, feel sore, I think. And the other thing is I walk a lot. So yeah, because I live in Seoul and it's a very big city, so you always have to walk to get to the station, to the subway station. It's hot, so it's like doing sports a bit. And that's what I do. I also do cycling on an indoor bicycle,
On an exercise bike.
exercise bike. So yeah, I try and move. That's
So
all.
which of these exercises is your favorite? Which one do you like the most?
I think yoga, it's the most it's the most, how do we say it? Effective one, I think. Effective or, yeah, for the mind and the body.
Bruce, let's move over to you. What do you do for movement? Do you also
Not
do some
very much.
yoga?
Not very much.
That's okay.
Not
Do you go for walks?
yoga. I walk quite a lot whenever I can, but I don't believe in exercise in a way for its own sake. I believe in trying to get exercise when you're doing something else. I've
Okay.
never been to a gym, and I mean, relatively speaking, I suppose I'm reasonably fit, but not so much these days. I could do with probably doing some more systematic exercise, but getting out and doing, I sort of do most of the shopping round the corner, and it's usually a mile or two walking in the morning, which has been rescheduled because of this lunch.
So, are we getting in the way of your daily
Your
exercise?
ex my exercise, yeah. And actually, the biggest inhibitor of exercise is spending time sitting in front of the screen.
Yes.
Mind you, the other thing I have is I live in a flat which has 40 stairs up to it.
That is the best exercise.
That's also
And
exercise.
I do have worked out that I usually climb Everest twice a year.
Oh, twice in 1 year.
I think it might be going down to one every year.
Okay.
Okay. Brilliant.
But that's going upstairs is a good test.
Yes.
And now I'm increasingly worried that I'm going to need oxygen.
Oh, well, maybe the higher you go.
Yeah.
Do these flats that you live in, do they have an elevator as well?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
It's only three stories.
Okay.
I think you get away with not having an elevator.
Yes,
Three
yes.
stories, but anything above four, it probably becomes a bit more
Yes.
problematic. It's an old house, and we've got the top flat.
Okay.
Nice view from where you from your living room, Bruce. You
Yeah.
have a nice room view from your living room, yeah.
Well, funny enough, if the view out of the back at springtime, you don't see any houses because of all the trees that there are in the gardens of other people.
Okay.
But there's a big tree just on my right here in the
Okay.
window there, which prevents me from seeing almost anything.
Oh, you have at least you have nature crowding into your
Oh,
living
yeah.
room. Yeah, well, that's good.
Very important.
Have
And a
you
million
have
birds in the morning.
would you consider, maybe climbing onto the tree as an extra movement or something like that,
I
or?
don't, it might be an emergency fire exit, but at the moment, it's
Just pure decoration.
yeah, but we're more concerned about the fact that it blocks the light than the fire exit is supposed to be through the roof.
No, I mean, I know London can be very dreary in winter, and then sort of in spring when everything comes into blossom, it's like a
Yeah.
breath of fresh air. Yeah, you can really notice the change in the season.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I always noticed that in my London days.
Okay, excellent.
Sort
Rosie,
of.
now it's your turn to tell us your favorite way to move.
Yes, I like it like Claire yoga. But at the moment, I am practicing Pilates
Yes.
and stretching.
Stretching,
Stretching.
yes.
Yes. And oh, it's really, really, really nice for me. And when I am practicing this, I forget everything, and I keep my mind in my body, in my movements. right?
Yes.
And I think it's necessary for my body, for my mind, and I practice every day. Actually, I prefer in the morning, but for me, I don't, in the morning, I can't because I wake up 6 o'clock a.m. and I work, and I practice at night, Monday to Friday. And when I don't go, I miss. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I need to go. And because I am thinking about my not only my body but my mind, you know, because all my family has problem in the back, yeah,
mm-hmm.
in the back, and some years ago, I sometimes went to the doctor. I don't know the word in English, but traveled, lock it. When you lock it, your back.
Ah, when you've got your back locked or a slipped disc or something like that, that's painful. That really hurts. Yeah.
Oh my God, it was terrible. And after I started to practice stretching and Pilates every day, 2 days, 2 days I practice Pilates and 3 stretching, and now, thanks God, I don't have my my back locked. It's terrible because I remember 2 years ago, I didn't get walk, I didn't get to drive, and I went to the doctor and I stayed there for a long night, taking medicine in my vein.
Oh yes. Yeah, intravenous, yeah.
Oh my God, it's terrible. Mm. So, Jose, you need to move your body. Move your body. And now I move my body every day, and for me it's really, really nice. And that's it, because I want to be, I want to turn on old
mm-hmm.
with health, because I'm 55, and oh my God, I want to be 16, 67, 65, well.
No, come on, Rosie. You're still a young. You're a spring. You're a spring chicken. Yeah, come on. You can. I think we discussed this once before. You live on the 13th floor, so don't take the lift down to the ground floor and up. Walk all the stairs. I mean, you can do.
Yeah,
you can do.
I remember.
You know, Bruce does Mount Everest twice a year. You can do it in about six. You know, about 3 months or something like that. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You can have a competition between the two of you. How many times do you climb up Mount Everest every year?
Yes. Mm. And the yoga is awesome. Yoga is really, really, really nice too. I've already practiced yoga. It's really, really nice too. But this year, but I like to.
Well, look, Rosie, we're only halfway through this year, okay? Look on the bright side of life. Yeah, yeah. It will. It can only go up because it's winter where you are. The days will start getting longer from next week or the week after onwards. So everything will be beautiful, and you will come into spring, and then you feel really fit and active to me. Yeah. Motivational 101.
Yes. So I only have 2 steps at my house, so it's going to take me forever to climb Everest.
But you will get there. You will get there.
I will get there. It's going to take a long time, though. Okay, so Frank, tell us about your movement. I saw you take the cats for a walk the other day.
Yes. I was wondering about the closed circuit tap cameras floating around the house. Yes, some people take their dogs for a walk, others take their cats for a walk. Yeah, so we actually have it really nice here. We have we're in the country, a small village, and we have vineyards surrounding us for most of the area. So a walk in the vineyards is always part of the daily routine as best as is possible. Not so much now as it was 2 years ago, but okay. I think a few people know that I like enjoy cooking, not that I'm terribly cooking good at it. Sort of we have an Alexa in our kitchen and we sort of play some vocal jazz or some smooth jazz and people can see me jiving in the kitchen with a glass of wine and a knife and I'm popping away the yeah, this is cool, I love it, adding a chop, 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 chop out. That was my finger. Of course, this is the time when I am by myself in the kitchen. Nobody is looking. Yeah. And then I just go all out. Yeah. So movement can be fun when you're doing some few things, like Bruce, you know, doing exercises specifically for the sake of it is really, excuse me if there are any fitness pundits amongst us, but I think it's really boring to go to the gym. And what kind of sweaty bodies are not my scene. But if you lead a normal lifestyle, quote unquote, and don't sit in chairs all day as I usually do, which is why I swivel around a lot, that's movement too. Then that's perfectly good as well. Yeah.
Frank, very quickly, I think there is a market for a musical cookbook.
I thought that was taken over by Jamie Oliver or somebody like that. A
Not
music.
that I know of.
Nigella Lawson? Well, she does it in the dressing gown, doesn't she? Oh, okay. Thank you for the hints. Should Breeder not reach my financial expectations, I will gladly come back to you and seek your advice on a musical cookbook. And maybe Yanit and I can do that one together. Well, actually, that could be it. There's a project. Cooking and moving.
Cooking and moving.
Okay. Yanita, apart from wagging your finger at me, because I'm always doing stupid things, what movements do you like?
Not always wagging my finger at
Yes, you do. You just don't notice it anymore. It's some part of your, you know,
my routine, my movement.
your subconscious. Oh God, I've got to speak with him again. Oh, come on, you naughty mayor.
No. So at the beginning of the year, my husband and I started running together in the mornings, but then our schedules changed and we couldn't do it together. And it's actually not very safe to go running alone. The same with cycling. So I used to cycle a lot, and when we trained, I used to do it in groups. So we would be a group of 10 or 15 people going
Oh,
out with the bicycles. Yes. And
great.
it was very nice. But then I moved away. I moved a little bit further away from where this group usually meets. And then just the logistics to get there early in the morning to go out with them, that was a whole other, let's say, mess. So then I started doing some exercises at home, but recently I'm very lazy. So I do some walking. We went to the zoo over the weekend, and I was actually quite surprised that I didn't get tired. But running around in the garden, playing with my son, cleaning the house, sweeping the floor. I would usually listen to music when I do that. And then I also move.
There's this one scene, isn't there, with Roger Williams impersonating a woman. I've forgotten what the film is, where
Oh,
he's
yes.
That's
I
gonna,
can't remember the name, yes, but
but he's dancing with a mop as well, yeah.
yes,
So
and a wig.
I have visions of you
But
now. This is going to follow me all night now. Yeah.
if running and bicycling is
Yes.
considered not safe, so how do
Yes.
you walk
So,
safely?
you I either have to walk with my husband, so I have to wait for him to make time in his schedule so we can go for a walk together. And then usually we take my son with, but doing it alone, if I go alone, that is not safe.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yes,
Oh my God.
because there's a lot of like incidents where people get mugged or they will steal your watch or your phone or whatever you have with you. It's not very safe. So we can go to a park to go walking, and then there's also a park run, but now it's too cold. So the idea was to train for the park run. That's about 5 kilometers, so it's not very far, or not a very long distance, and then do that every Saturday morning. But then there's also the other problem of my son. We can't leave him at home, and he's not going to run 5 kilometers. So at the moment, everything we plan, we do around him. But my husband is he exercises every night with his weights at home, not in the gym. He has his own equipment and things. I also have some equipment, but I don't use it. Mostly because I don't like it. I like to go outside and do things outside, not in the house or in front of the TV. I don't know. I don't find that very entertaining.
Speaking of your zoo trip last weekend,
Yes.
I would like to officially state for the record that you hold the most number of pictures sent in one session. Yeah. Usually,
And I did.
yeah, after you.
I didn't even send everything.
I mean, it was like my phone almost went on strike. And usually it was, Rosie's actually become very quiet. Usually she sent me sort of like, a sequence of activities about, 30 to 40 messages, pictures. Monica is also very quiet. But Fruit Loop, you now hold the absolute record of, I think, about 60 pictures, chuck, 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 going through like that. There's one thing that I do actually notice, and maybe this relates to the safety aspect as well and movement, because we were talking about this on Friday when I said, "Look, why don't you take the train from where you live to downtown Johannesburg?" And
God.
these eyes just went. I've never seen eyes go so big in my life. I mean, it was like sort of like, "Wow, I don't think this was the right question to ask." Yeah. But the other thing that I have noticed, I don't know whether it's you driving the routes you do, or you and your husband when you went to Joburg, driving the, but the streets always seem to be so empty.
Not a
Is
lot of
that,
people.
well, not a lot of cars either, not to mention people, but that now that you mention it, yeah.
It also depends on the time of day. So the pictures that I send you when we drove to Joburg, that was like just before lunchtime. It was Friday, so that's why the street was quite empty. Everyone was at work. So we weren't working, and that's why we had a trip on Friday. And that's also why we chose to go to the zoo on Friday, because we knew it's not going to be very busy. There was a lot of field trips with small little kids running around, screaming and shouting, and having a picnic as well with their teachers, but not a lot of adults. The zoo was very, very quiet for a Friday. But when we actually came back the afternoon, we were stuck in traffic. So we were sitting in traffic. It was cars everywhere. I think there was also one car drove into the barrier on the side of the road. So that was the hold up.
Oh dear.
But And even in the mornings, I know I sent you a picture yesterday. There were no cars, but it's because it's very cold. And people don't like to move in the cold. But the town that I live in is very small, and that's why there's not a lot of, you don't always see a lot of cars. We have a little bit of traffic in the morning when I take my son to school, and then in the afternoons when the schools come out again, then there's also a little bit of traffic, and then maybe around 5 o'clock when everybody is rushing to get home. But in between those times, it's generally very, very quiet.
So your house must be protected, like with
Yes.
CCTV or yeah.
We have burglar bars in front of the windows so nobody can climb through the windows. We live in a like a security complex. We have 50 houses inside, but there's big walls going around, electric fencing on top. The gate is electric. You use a remote control gate to open and close. There's cameras set up everywhere. There's an alarm system. So yes, we have to be safe.
My God.
Yes.
Wow. Shall we move on, Janita?
I think so. I might frighten people of South Africa. It's a very nice
No.
place. It's a nice place, but you have to be careful. You really have to be careful.
Yes. Okay. But we will. I'm going to find out one day, right?
Yes. There's also some parts that you have to avoid. Like, I sent you also some pictures of Johannesburg. I wouldn't suggest anyone entering on that side of Johannesburg. Sandton, that is okay. The airport, that area of the airport, it's also fine. But that part where we went into, it's one side is called City Deep, and the other side is very close to Hillbrow. So those two places are a no-go. It's dangerous, yes.
Just out of curiosity, so if you are an unsuspecting naive tourist like I am, how do you get from the airport to downtown?
Oh, I remember. We traveled to South Africa when I was 12, like 7 years ago, and with what I remember, it is very, how do we say it?
Different.
It is very not unsafe if you travel there as a tourist without an organized like tour. So for us and for a lot of tourists there, we were like in groups, and also how do we say it? Like a tour guide was waiting for us, and a lot of tour guides were waiting for the
Yes.
other like tourist groups. So I think it's, I don't,
Yes.
that's what I remember.
Yeah. So the tour groups and the tour guides, obviously they know which places to avoid completely, and they won't take you into those parts. But I haven't actually heard about tourists having a hard time. But I think it's also because they don't go into these areas. If you come to Johannesburg, for example, you'll have the maybe the hotel will send a taxi to take you back to the hotel with a driver. But it also depends what you have in mind. I think if you rent a car, if you know exactly where you are going, I've seen people do this as well. They will come to South Africa, hire a car, drive all the way to the Kruger National Park, or maybe they will fly to the Kruger National Park because there's a small airport there. Spend the time there, do the game drives every day, and then just fly back. So they avoid all the places that they shouldn't go. But there's actually a tour that also takes you through these places. I think it's called the See the City Tour or something. So it takes you to Soweto, the Soweto Towers. It takes you to, I think, Mandela's house. It takes you past Joburg Zoo. I think it takes you over the Nelson Mandela Bridge. Park Station, that part that I send you with the trains. And it's an open bus. But I think if you join this tour, obviously you're not going to get off. They drive the bus. It looks like the buses in London, those red buses, open on the top and seats in the bottom as well. So it takes you past all of these places, and then the guide will obviously tell you, okay, this is Johannesburg Zoo, this is the Soweto Towers, this is Nelson Mandela's house. I think it takes you past the Apartheid Museum as well. But it's just a driving tour. Nobody gets off and out just to see the city. So I don't know how safe that is, but I've seen a lot of tourists on these drives as well.
You're not selling this very well.
There's other parts that I would rather suggest. So to go to the Kruger National Park, or to go to the Drakensberg, or to well, obviously if there's places you want to see, we will take you there. Instead of doing this all by yourself, because we also know which areas to avoid and which areas you shouldn't go.
Okay, this we're sort of
Okay.
we're moving in a really different direction, but
It's still movement,
it's still
just
movement.
movement through South Africa. You have to run. Hide your phone, hold your bag, and run. I'm joking. It's really not that bad. Some parts,
Here
some
come,
parts.
yeah, I think it goes for any place. You know,
Yes.
you go to United Kingdom, go to France. You do not go to the banlieue around Paris because that is not considered a safe area.
Yes.
Certain parts of Marseille is the same. I think every country, every town, every place has a
Yes.
place where it's a little bit less comfortable than elsewhere.
Yes.
People tend to pick on those and say, well, you know, that's, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. And in all respect to South Africa, I have never been, but everybody has told me it is a beautiful country, well worth visiting, great people, great wines,
Yes.
lovely climate. You just have to choose where you go and apply common
Yes.
sense. You know, I mean, that's basically all it is
Yes.
at the end of the day.
Yes.
If you provoke, then expect to be provoked back.
Yes, exactly. So I just want to add, there's a rugby stadium, like a sports stadium in Johannesburg, very close to Heilbron. And a lot of people have been complaining about the stadium when you go and watch the rugby. But we've been there a couple of times. When you buy the tickets, you pay for a parking ticket so that you can keep your car safe, because the surrounding places provide their parking for that game. And we actually went to watch New Zealand play against South Africa in the finals. That
What
was
a game.
amazing.
Oh, lovely.
That was amazing. The stadium was packed, people everywhere. But obviously, outside the stadium, there's people trying to sell things like rugby jerseys and flags, and a lot of people buy these things. But then there's also beggars asking for money. There's also troublemakers who will try to steal a car if it's not behind a safe parking. So you can go in there if you want to watch a rugby game. We've been there for other games as well, smaller games. But then we just make sure that we do have a parking ticket so the car is it's safe at least. Because if you leave it outside just in the street, you can't do that because they will steal your car. But that is also like in the center of Johannesburg. And a lot of people have been complaining about this to say that they should move the stadium, to leave the stadium, build another stadium somewhere else, but that's not very easy.
You move the problem as well, because you know
Yes.
the touts are going to be they're going to be in
Yeah,
front of the old stadium.
exactly.
But well, there's two stadiums we can go and do our business now.
Yes.
So they'll go to the other stadiums. I don't
Yes,
quite understand
exactly.
that. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But let's do a next question.
Yeah, we have
We
another
have
10
15 minutes,
minutes.
almost 15 minutes, a little bit less. Let's do this one. If every gym machine gave out snacks as rewards, which one would you use the most? So we can also use gym equipment or exercise equipment, but if every gym machine or exercise equipment gave out snacks as rewards, which one would you use the most? Clea, let's start with you.
Like which snacks?
Yes. Let's say you use the exercise bike. If it gives you snacks all the time, or maybe
Oh.
it, which one are you going to use the most?
So I would say I really like chips, like potatoes, but
Crisps,
with
crisps, crisps, yes.
crisps. Okay, crisps with I mean crisps, paprika flavored or yeah, paprika are the best ones. So I would go for this snack.
Okay, but which machine? Which machine will you use the most to get this snack?
Oh, the bicycle. For sure, yeah.
Great choice. Okay, so why do you choose the bicycle?
Because it's, in my opinion, it's the easiest one because you are seated and you can eat easily and yeah, and you can do whatever you want. It's very easy.
Okay, very good. I like your choice. Can have your snacks while training.
Thank you.
Okay, Bruce, if every gym machine gave out snacks as rewards, which one would you use the most?
I wouldn't use any of them.
But at home, let's say the stairs gave you snacks every time you climbed up or down them.
I usually need a glass of water by the time I get to the top now. But I probably brandy would be better.
Oh wow. Why not? So, would you climb the stairs more often if you can have a glass of brandy at the end?
It's an interesting experiment. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to conduct a controlled experiment.
Oh.
And it would need two, I don't know what your sample size needs to be at least 10.
Okay.
You seem to be having some renovation work done in your house. Why don't you get somebody to install a little hotel mini bar with miniatures, stocked with full of brandy miniatures, so that you could move to open the bar and take out a sort of miniature brandy bottle.
For what it's worth, I have an aversion to miniatures in hotels.
We're not going to win on this one, are we, Anita?
Because they're an unbelievable rip-off.
Yes.
Yes, but I mean, I'm saying, well, that this mini bar would be in the comfort of your own home.
Yes, I know, but the mindset.
The mindset. So why not just take a big bottle then with a smaller glass and then see how many times you will walk to it to fill up your glass?
You don't appreciate the control mechanisms that exist in this current environment,
Okay.
which I won't go into.
I think we can use our imaginations, Bruce.
No self-control.
Well, by default.
Okay.
Oh, the art of articulating. So this is diplomatic language at its best, isn't
It's cryptic, but it's clear.
it? Here is a bottle of brandy.
Okay, very good. So we'll leave that experiment for another time. Cozy, if every gym machine gave out snacks as rewards, which one would you use the most?
Oh my God, I don't know. Maybe pão de queijo? I don't know in English, but Frank knows what I am talking about.
No.
Pão de queijo.
No, I
No?
don't. No.
Oh my God. It's like a bread, cheese bread, you know? A little ball
Okay.
with
God, this is going back years. Oh, I've never made those. I mean, heart attack on a plate, but lovely, yes.
Yes. It's here in Brazil. It's really popular. It's it's delicious. It's like
That sounds nice.
it's a bread with cheese. You know, it's a little ball
Yes.
made from bread and cheese.
Yes.
Pão
I
de queijo.
have forgotten about those. And since I'm not going to be, I'm going to be in a state of semi-paradise as of this afternoon, so I can eat what I want. So maybe
Yeah.
I can also cook what I want. I'm going to give this a, I've got to try your casserole, your chicken casserole with
Yes, and
burritos.
do you remember, Frank, when we were talking about coxinha?
Yes. My goodness. Oh God, the dancing queen in the kitchen is on his way.
And coxinha, it's other snack here in Brazil, very popular snack too, and delicious too. And coxinha, it's made from chicken, and it's really nice too.
Lovely.
You are giving me dinner ideas.
Okay. Maybe we should do a simultaneous cooking video one day, Yonita.
Yes. I
Yeah.
think you'll be shocked to see how fast I run through the kitchen and get dinner ready.
Well, you're like Speedy Gonzales. Arriba, arriba, andale,
It depends on the amount of time that I have. So
Yonita, yeah?
if I just have a small amount of time, maybe 1 hour, I would start like preparations, doing preparations during the day, and then when I have that hour, cook and get it ready, get my son to sit down and eat. My husband will still be working or exercising. I will eat because I start working in another hour, and
Oh my God.
so it's usually very messy unless I have a lot of time, like today, for example. Then I can sit down and think, okay, what am I going to cook? And then do that whole thing. Like the casserole I started preparing during the day, cook the rice, cook the chicken, chop the vegetables, whatever else, cook the vegetables. And then later I could just throw everything together, stick it in the oven, and we had a wonderful meal.
Yes, I appreciate
Wow.
your.
Can you
Yeah.
email it?
Yes, I will. I will send
Not the
it.
recipe, I want the meal.
Oh, no, sorry. I can.
Bruce, you're the futurologist among. Have you not sorted out an AI, artificial intelligence program yet to send food across continents? Meals on wheels, sort of not
I
meals.
think it's just a variation of 3D printing.
Ah, that's, yes,
It's
you
called 3D cooking.
3D cooking, three-dimensional cooking. Okay.
I
yes, Yanisa.
think McDonald's managed that. We usually call McDonald's fax machine food. Okay, let's move on.
In the interests of health and hygiene, et cetera, I did remember I did work for Kentucky Fried Chicken, so please do not slag off these fast food joints. They have no purpose in life. Okay, we have 4 minutes, Anita. So I'm going to throw this one to you. If every gym gave out snacks or rewards, which one would you use the most?
The snack that I would choose would be chocolate, dark chocolate.
Oh.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then the machine will probably be between the exercising bicycle or the treadmill.
So,
I will walk
so
the
scary.
treadmill like a health walker.
A tapis en français. Clear. A tapis, yeah.
Rosie doesn't understand.
Okay, so it's basically, just imagine you're walking on the pavement outside on the street, but you don't have to do the pavement moves, and all you have to do is walk on it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the treadmill. Yeah.
Yes. So either the treadmill or the exercising bike is what I would choose. I'll be walking, not running. And then on the exercising bicycle, like Leah said, you already have a seat, you have a place to put your water, and you can eat chocolate or crisps.
Okay. So
Frank, what would you choose?
Well, this is the scary thought. I would do exactly the same, except that I would not use dark chocolate. I would probably use dark chocolate. I'd use Swiss chocolate. If I'm going to be tortured in this inhumane way, the reward must be of superior quality.
Okay.
And it has to be Swiss chocolate. Lindt make these beautiful little, balls wrapped in red, brown or golden cellophane aluminum.
Which color is your favorite?
All of them.
all of them. Okay.
They don't live to age. If they are on my radar, they do not live to age. And my wife, she somehow fastidiously hides the cookie tin and the chocolate tin. I usually do find it after a while, but yes, we'll leave that one there. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, the clock is ticking. Janita, thank you for your moving story and recounts of life in South Africa.
My pleasure.
Probably slightly off-piece, but fantastic to just break out the box a little bit and move in different directions. So thank you, everybody. We're a small group today. Bruce in London, Rosie in Sao Paulo, Claire in Seoul, you in South Africa, near Johannesburg, and me somewhere stuck in the middle of nowhere in Cable. thank you for participating. Janita, you definitely, I promise, have the last word.
Okay. So also, thank you very much for everyone who joined us today and always answering the silly questions. I really enjoy that, and I hope that you enjoy them too. And the goal is just to, most of the time, just to let you think a little bit deeper about things. It sounds like a silly question, but in the end, it takes your thinking to a different level. And that is why I enjoy asking them so much. So thank you very much. Keep moving. Bruce, keep on climbing the Everest. Clea, I see you are heading to bed. Enjoy that. And Rosie, let's see how many times you can climb the Everest in the next 6 months.
Yes.
Okay. Frank, drive safely, and then we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Yep. Okay. Thanks very much. Take care, everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Take care.